Jesus speaking to the elders and the chief priests in our gospel today and basically trying to move them to try to change their hearts so that they accept basically who Jesus is. They be changed, be repent, ask for mercy. And he refers back to the baptism or John the Baptist. So just understand a little bit about this context of his gospel. If we read Matthew's gospel, but just before this, it ties this all together. So it's really important. I want to go through that. At this point, Jesus is in the temple area in today's gospel. And earlier in the morning, and again, this probably happened the week of Holy Week, Tuesday, March 31st of 33 A.D., the day before had kicked all kinds of the money changers and the people out of the temple. And so the next day, Tuesday, he comes to the temple area. As he was coming to the temple area, he cursed a fig tree. He saw a fig tree that didn't have any fruit on it, and he cursed it because it wasn't bearing fruit. And then he gets asked in the temple area by the chief priests and the elders, by what authority is he doing these things? Because again, he had just the day before, as I said, kicked them out of the temple area. And they're like, why do you have this authority? Where does it come from? Why are you saying these things? And rather than answer their question, Jesus poses them a question. This is what Jesus does. He's trying to get them to be moved, to change to the good. So rather than answer their question, he poses them a question. And he poses this question to them. Was his baptism of heavenly origin, or was it of human origin? So the chief priests and the elders are like, step back, and they talk amongst themselves, and they say, if we answer it was of heavenly origin, then he's going to say, well, why didn't you be baptized? Why didn't you accept John's message? If it's really from God, why didn't you accept the message? So they say, we can't answer that. And then they think, well, if we answer it's of human origin, the people are going to stone us. Because the people thought that it was from heavenly. It was a heavenly message. Remember, the prophets were those sent by God, and John the Baptist was a prophet in part, to move people to the good, to have them repent, to change away from wicked ways. So rather than answer the question that Jesus posed to the chief priests and elders, they say, well, we don't know. They kind of like trying to get out of it. And after that incident, that's when Jesus gives them and tells them the story of these two sons. So Jesus really is trying to move the chief priests, and everybody certainly, to repent, to ask for mercy, to be transformed, to be better, to grow in the love of the Lord, basically. So that's what he really wants. He wants that for them. He wants that for everybody, for all of us. So he poses this question about these two sons. You know, the first went out and was asked to do something and said no, but then ended up doing it. And the second said, oh yeah, I'll do it, but then didn't. And they answer, the first did the will of the Father. And so Jesus really is trying to get them, he's trying to get the chief priests and the elders, them trying to acknowledge. He's trying to get them to see, do you see what you're doing? Do you see you're not following what you're called to do? You're hypocrites. You're not doing the right thing. And that's what Jesus is trying to get them to admit. And it's like they're resistive. Are they prideful? They seem like they were very prideful, you know, in the wrong sense. They didn't want to be told what to do, or didn't want to have someone indicate that what you're doing, maybe you should repent, maybe you should ask for mercy. So that's Jesus is trying to move their hearts. That happens throughout the Bible. It's like people fall away from the Lord or do bad, and God, the Father, Jesus comes, and they try to move the hearts of the people to the good. They want to change their hearts. They want to transform, you know, God. God wants to transform us to grow in his love, to follow all that he has commanded. That's what he wants. And so he tells this story of these two sons. The first son is like, yeah, the first son initially said no, but then did what he was supposed to do. And that's what happens. You know, tax collectors and sinners, you know, people sin, but then they realize, oh, that wasn't a good thing. And they ask for mercy. The first son realized, I really should do the will of the Father. I really should, even though I said no, I better do it. So that's what the tax collectors and sinners, that's what they did. You know, they, we're sinners. Remember the time in the temple where the Pharisee was criticizing the tax collector who was asking for mercy in the temple? And Jesus says, the tax collector is going to go away righteous. He's going to be saved because he's asking for mercy. The Pharisee was not going to be. So that's what Jesus, and that's what Jesus says in the second part of this gospel. He says tax collectors and prostitutes are going to be entering the kingdom of God, and basically you're not, because you're not asking for mercy. You're not asking for conversion to be changed. You think you're right, and you're wrong. That's what Jesus is saying to them. So Jesus wants, he wants change. You know, so this is something for us to be aware of in our lives. That we're always called to constant conversion. You know, some people think, well, conversion, it just happens once. You know, I was bad and now I've been converted. No, conversion is an ongoing process. We're constantly called to be growing in the love of the Lord. You know, we're never called to be stagnant. We're always called to be changing to the good in a greater way, certainly. So we're always called to constant conversion. And this is what, you know, Jesus wants for us. You know, again, in the spiritual life, it seems like you're either going ahead or you're going backwards. You're never stagnant. We might think we are. But we're always wanting to go ahead, go forward in the spiritual life. So this is what Jesus wants. He wants us to do the same. And Jesus, at times, he certainly was posing the chief priests and the elders questions, trying to move them, get them to be changed. So how in our lives is the same happening? You know, this can happen. You know, there are modern-day prophets in our own lives. We're all called, actually, to be prophets. Priest, prophet, and king. That's when we're baptized. That's what we're called to. So the modern-day prophets in our lives, to be open, to be changed for the better, right? So when we encounter somebody and they say something and it kind of strikes us, maybe it kind of gets us frustrated or anxious, or we're kind of defensive, to really look at that and say, what's going on here? What are you trying to show me, Lord? Again, the Lord isn't going to come and hit us over the head, usually, to get us to change. It's going to be kind of getting us really to come to know it ourselves. And that's what Jesus does in the gospel here. He's trying to get them to admit it. So when people come into our lives and they say things that maybe we're irked by, to look at that. What's going on there with my... Why am I upset about what that person said? Are they touching upon something in me that I need to change? Remember, we can change ourselves. We can't expect to change others. Like, I'm going to change that person. No, ultimately we can. It's really God's grace. But we can change. We can choose, because change, we actually have to choose. We can change ourselves. So when someone comes and says something, to look at that. How is the Lord moving through that person? How is the Lord wanting me to change? And our experiences, you know, the same. The experiences that we experience, just like, you know, I felt kind of down and depressed, but why? Why am I depressed? Don't I have hope? Now, certainly bad things can happen. But do we let the bad things then pull us down and move us to not doing and doing the things that God calls us to do? Do we get disheartened and discouraged? I mean, certainly that can happen. But then how do we respond to it? You know, we put more hope and trust in the Lord. We really, Lord, help me. I need your help now. Give me strength. Again, we're always called to constant growth and conversion. So look at those things that we experience. You know, someone says something, and we get defensive, and we say something back, and it's just like, no, that wasn't good. I said the wrong thing. I didn't respond right. To look at that. So again, God gives us all kinds of opportunities in our lives, really, to grow in the love of the Lord. So this we ask, Lord, help us, all of us, really to see how you're moving in our lives. Are you wanting us to change for the better? And help us, Lord, really, to grow in your love. Help us, really, to strive to be a member in your kingdom. Help us to follow you, Lord, in our lives.